Okay, so what's loosely synchronous? The loosely synchronous are probably the most important problems there are in science. Because what is a loosely synchronous problem is still data parallel. There's a bunch of entities. Those entities start somewhere and then they move, they either iterate or move in time. So they start at time t, they move to t plus delta t, then t plus 2 delta t plus 3 delta t. But why aren't they, what's the difference between them and the synchronous? In the synchronous case, we had identical algorithms at each grid point or each point in the data array. In the case of loosely synchronous, we have different algorithms. So that's what you get whenever you have any irregularity, which you do in any real science. In most scientific problems, because of, say, you're doing adaptive meshes, so that some parts of the problem have different levels of adaption to others. Or if in the case of particle dynamics, some particles interact with 3 particles, some with 25. So they're doing qualitatively the same algorithm, solving a PDE or interacting with particles, but the details are different. If you think about it sort of from a high-level point of view, you will always get loosely synchronous type formulations with different algorithms when you sort of do some sort of description of the problem where you're not looking at the most fundamental element. If you're looking at elements such as nested grids, which have themselves other grids inside them, such objects almost invariably will have different implementations which are not therefore synchronous. So a good example of a loosely synchronous problem is a circuit simulation. If I'm doing a circuit simulation, the different elements of the circuit could be capacitors, resistors, wires, generators, what have you. You can have totally different elements which would have different models, different inputs, totally different compute times. So that's a classic loosely synchronous problem. So take an interconnected group of things, which things are chosen possibly from different populations with very different descriptions. However, loosely synchronous problems, in principle, HPF if extended should be able to describe, because these are clearly data parallel. Because if I take a circuit and try to simulate it, the simplest circuit simulations are data parallel, because you have all the elements of the circuit. Let's take the one we looked at, simulating Niagara Mohawk's electrical transmission system. So you want to start out at a given time t with a certain set of electrical signals. You want to go to t plus delta t and put all the different complicated things Niagara Mohawk has in that system, look at the inputs it gives and have a model to calculate the outputs. And so it's data parallel, where the elements of the data array are not, however, just heterogeneous. They're not just single grid points. They're, as I said, generators. They're all different things that you make up an electrical transmission line from, transition system from. And loosely synchronous have one very important feature, which is technically very important for parallel computing. They are typically the most complicated examples where the massive parallel is clear. So let's suppose instead of Niagara Mohawk, we wish to simulate the entire national grid with all the linkages between all these grids put together. At least on general principles, without looking into detail, it's obvious that we should be able to use massive parallelism on that, because it has this structure of a bunch of entities which we need to move forward in time, so we can think of, and each of them is going to be locally connected, and so we can think of a communication phase where we can think of taking this data structure, sticking it on a parallel processor with a certain number of elements of the data array on each processor. We can think about communicating information from neighboring processors on whatever's necessary to a given processor. And we have this classic communicate all the neighboring information, so let's suppose these things are in one process or these things are in another, the structure of this has to communicate its data to here, this one has to do it to here, that's totally invariant as to the head. It doesn't depend on the heterogeneity. It depends on having a basic model of simulation where you have a bunch of connected entities which are evolving in time. And the future, the value of the entity at t plus delta to t depends on the previous values of other entities at time t. Well, if you have that structure, which is a classic loosely synchronous structure, in some sense you're guaranteed massive parallelism because they have the necessary structure to be able to set up arrays, set up concurrent computation where the synchronization is done through classic message passing of sending information, receiving it, and then doing the simulation. So this is sort of the goal, if you like, of data parallel computing, is to do this class of problems.